And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 28th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of the convicted murderer and best-selling detective novelist Anne Perry, born Juliet Holm in London, 1938. She had tuberculosis. She was sent away to live in the Bahamas, then South Africa, then rejoined her family when she was 13 after her father got a job in New Zealand, where she became close friends with a classmate, Pauline Parker. They wrote letters to each other daily, created an elaborate fantasy world together. They were both working on novels. They planned to run away to New York together, find publishers, make the books into Hollywood movies. And then Juliet's parents decided to leave New Zealand and go back to South Africa. And the two girls were horrified. They begged for Pauline to be able to move to South Africa too. And Juliet's parents said, okay, she could come with them, as long as it was okay with the Parkers. But Pauline Parker's mother refused to give her permission, and the two teenage girls decided that Pauline's mother was ruining their lives and she needed to be killed. And so they did. They invited her to go on a walk in the park. They bashed her head in with a brick, went back to the tea house where they had had lunch. They were covered in blood. They were arrested. Juliet was 15, Pauline 16. A murder that shocked New Zealand. They were sentenced to an indefinite prison sentence, released about 5 years later, under the condition that they never contact each other. The girl who had been Juliet Holm changed her name to Anne Perry, converted to Mormonism, settled in a remote Scottish village, published a murder mystery in 1978 called The Cater Street Hangman, wrote a detective series, and then in 1994, the Parker Holm murder case inspired a movie, Heavenly Creatures, starring Kate Winslet as Juliet. A reporter wrote a story about the film, discovered not only that Juliet was still alive, but she was a best-selling, world-famous writer named Anne Perry, who has written more than 50 novels, and who said of her writing, "It is vital for me to go on exploring moral matters." Here's a poem for today by J.R. Solange, "The Poem of the Future." The poem of the future will be smaller. It will fit in the palm of your hand, on your wrist, in your ear. The poem of the future will not need bulky batteries or cumbersome wires. It will be powered by moonlight and weed. The poem of the future will be automatic. It will go for months without routine maintenance. It will be faster, smoother, with a digital tick. The poem of the future will be lighter. It will be made of plastics and exotic metals. It will be available in hundreds of shapes and colors. The poem of the future will make our lives true. It will perform in a second what it takes the poem of the present a day to do. The poem of the future will talk to us. It will say things like, "Buy IBM," and "Be my friend," and "Pulvis et umbra sumus." The poem of the future, a poem by J.R. Solange from the collection Invisible, published by Oaks Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Amazon Studios and Roadside Attractions, presenting Wonderstruck, from Todd Haynes, the director of Carol and Far From Heaven, starring Julianne Moore and Michelle Williams, based on the novel by Brian Selznick, now playing select cities everywhere November 10th. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.